cost for us, this stuff will get more and more expensive. We've seen copper increase by 30% in the last 12 months. Things will get more expensive, and they're using that to their business advantage by thinking about things differently. And when you add these parts together, you see businesses doing things differently. You see agroecology coming in to create, rather than sewage treatment plants, you're creating nutrient flows. You're adding back into the cycle, a different way of looking at things. And then you have this whole pattern of nutrient management of nutrient flows. And things have a value. Everything has a value. You start looking at things in a very, very different way. And one thing I learned on this journey is how businesses see this. Last September, as a result of the knowledge that I gained and the passion for the subject, I decided, what do I do with this? And I decided that rather than raise awareness for something and become a campaigner, I actually wanted to try and help to play a small part through creating a foundation which could be a catalyst. The foundation's goal is to inspire people to rethink, redesign, and build a positive future. And in order to create the foundation, we had to go out and get funding. We raised £6 million from the private sector because people see that there is value to materials going forward, that the world is changing, that we do need to rethink things. And what I found during that five-year period of setting up the foundation of learning was that initially this subject was a CSR tick in the box. But it moved from that to becoming a fundamental board strategy. One of the biggest chemical companies in the world, when I was speaking to a consultant who had been working with them, was saying our primary energy comes from gas, and the primary material we use to make our chemicals from is gas. Therefore, we don't exist in 100 years. What do our shareholders think of that? And suddenly this is turning it on its head. It's actually thinking in a very, very different way about things. And what we're trying to do with the foundation is to inspire the next generation to think differently. We're trying to help the next generation to change challenges such as waste issues to become nutrient management. And I'll give you an example of this. We did a pilot about 3 weeks ago. It was a redesign workshop pilot. We're running an event right across the UK in the spring of this year for 1,100 A-level students. And we're setting them a challenge. And this challenge is to turn waste management, a waste management problem, into nutrient management, into having these materials that are really valued. And one of the young people who was taking on this challenge was chattering away to her friends at the back of the room. And Bill Scott, who's doing our evaluation, heard a comment that she said to her friends, and she said, "It's interesting, this circular economy thing. I think there'll be a lot of design jobs in this." And I thought, what an amazingly positive comment to make. Because she was thinking positively. She was thinking about what can be done. She wasn't thinking about winding things back. She was thinking about, let's redesign this. Let's redesign this at the systems level. Let's take this on and see these incredible opportunities. And I think education is an incredible opportunity that we have in this country. We lead in education. We have been one of the hotspots of education, certainly within my lifetime. We can do that well. And when you go and speak to Holland, their companies are doing this, but their education system is way behind. We have an opportunity to challenge our young people to think differently, to show them that there are incredible opportunities where growth is fundamentally important in doing business where things work differently. And when I think of education and I think of young people, I go to one fact. If you think of a young person who enters the education system, or did last September, their first year of school, they won't retire until 2070. We've no idea where we're going to be in 10 or 20 years, let alone in the next 60. And we're setting them up for their life. We're setting them up for that incredible life that they're going to have. And I think that's why the foundation is so passionate about inspiring the next generation, to give them the skills and to give them the real ambition to take on this challenge and lead with it, because they can see it is possible. And the foundation's work is linking business into education so they can see what's happening now, what's happening out there in the real world. So if they want to go into the fashion industry, maybe they become a specialist in industrial polymers. And they invent a polymer that can be ultimately depolymerized and repolymerized forever to become people's clothes. It turns it on its head, it makes them rethink. And when I think about this challenge, when I think about how hard it is, and I've taken on some hard challenges, and I think nothing even compares to this one, it's also an amazing opportunity. And when I think back to the life of my great-grandfather,